Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, you know I never really hawked my book on this show, and I'm not going to do it now, but I will tell you, that book, the reason I wrote that book is about what's, it's because of what's happening right now, and I use privacy as the angle for the book. But that angle is a metaphor for what's happening right now in our relationship with the tech world. Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's the vice president with Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's with one of the he is the regulatory expert on the planet. Wayne, thanks again for being here. We're in the break. We were talking about what's going on in real time right now. The tech oligarchs, and Wayne, you may remember, I've been calling them oligarchs for a decade. I was warning people about Amazon 15 years ago. I was encouraged to post to move my servers from my private structure over to Amazon because I could save money 15 years ago, and I didn't do it because I didn't trust them. I've been saying Amazon was evil for a long time. Facebook and Twitter and Google, those guys are protected by Section 230, and now that protection has manifested in a strange way, hasn't it? In a dangerous way.
That is very interesting what you said about Amazon, and I think this situation with Parler is going to cause a shift in the business world too, and make some of them rethink it just the way you did. That's very, very interesting. On Section 230, let me say something, because Jim, this is complicated, and but let's try to make it easy and see. The Section 230 is basically holds a website immune from liability for what gets posted by its users. And as a basis for talking about it, I just want to say Parler needs Section 230 as well. And so even though right now what I think is going on, Jim, is that even though big tech is posing as if it does not want Section 230 changed, I can guarantee you that we're going to be on here talking in a year, if this kind of thing proceeds that we're seeing now, where big tech has suddenly seen the light and agrees to changes in Section 230 and liability for online content, but they do it in such a way that they don't mind assuming a little tiny tad of liability as long as it keeps the Parlers and the Gabs and everybody else off the Internet.
Yeah,
that's where I think this is going. So I get everybody's frustration about big tech benefiting from Section 230, and they're right to be upset because big tech has benefited from it. And now, that they're at the top of the heap, they want to pull it out for they'll pull it out for everybody else.
But Wayne, it's one thing, Wayne, to benefit. It's another thing to take that benefit and abuse it, turn it into abuse.
Yeah, I think there's going to have to be a big shift in terms of the way the market reacts to this. I think you hit on it when you said in your piece. I was just looking back at it, but before we talk, because we're going to talk about this new administration, but you hit on it when you said, what would the reaction be of the mainstream world we have now if Kamala Harris's Twitter feed got pulled down? And I think that captures it a lot.
Well, see, I'm trying to take heart,
Jim, in a couple of things. I was looking yesterday at what some of the more anonymous social media sites have to offer. Don't know a whole heck of a lot about them yet, but in terms of conceptually, you and I had talked a long time ago about one thing the Internet cannot do, even though we'd like it to, is offer anonymous communications, because it wasn't designed for that.
Right.
We might think we're speaking privately, but generally you can be pretty sure that somebody knows what you're doing.
That's exactly right.
And I think what's going on now is, even though it's frustrating as hell for conservatives, for small L libertarians who actually stand up against socialism, but I don't see a lot of them doing that. But for those who really are concerned about anonymous speech, this is going to cause a reckoning that it's better that we do it now than that these things deteriorate and progress and we go on.
But see, the thing is anonymity was not really something a Parler was tracking. Well, you could track posters on Parler. Mm-hmm. You can't track people on Twitter and Facebook. But here's the thing. Here's one thing that's really important. Mm-hmm. We have to realize that somebody told me that what the big tech companies are doing is socialistic, it's communistic. And I said, no, you have to realize these guys don't have one of those ideologies.
An ideology. Right.
They don't have an ideology. It's all about just their control. It's their own. It's techism. It's not it's oligarchism. It's not about their political leanings. It's about their control. And they have a level of control that no corporations have ever had before. And it's global, and we now know, this weekend, we know they're linking up and collaborating.
Oh, well, you know, these things happen in a coordinated way. I mean, right after the Google Play Store eliminated the Parler app first, and then Apple was saying that it might go and do that, and then before you knew it, suddenly Amazon was indicating that it was going to be pulling it off the web service. All these things happened
and they did
in very, very, very quick.
It's done. Parler, folks, in the period of 3 days, Parler is offline completely. Their multi-billion dollar company is down.
Speaking of regulation and the regulatory state, I think this was a signal over the Friday and the weekend. Big Tech is signaling to the administration coming in that they're ready to accept regulation, in quotes, in ways that are going to benefit them and keep out competition.
Hold on to that, Wayne. When we come back, we're going to get into what Wayne thinks is going to be the regulatory state under the Harris-Biden administration.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.